very sick dog. He just didn't know he was sick. The only thing that concerned him was that he couldn't have cheese and biscuits anymore. The specialist vet gave me food for only 2 days and meds for 5 days. I asked him what would I do when the food ran out, and he told me to go to my local vet, and if that wasn't possible, I could use baby food. He said there'd be enough meds. I never picked up on the importance of what he was saying to me at the time, and a few hours later the penny dropped. McKeon could only drink water, as anything else choked him, and the scarring was still forming and getting worse. I think the vet knew he was unlikely to survive the weekend, and he was trying to let me down gently. 20th of November 2005. On the Saturday, we had a few more problems feeding McKeon through the tube. He would only take 80 ml at one feed, and then 50 ml, then 30 ml. He was supposed to be on 6 portions of 100 ml per day. Now, you may wonder how we knew to stop feeding McKeon, and the answer is he would fidget and try to walk away. As soon as we stopped, he would calm down. The vet had told us to expect this, and as he did not appear to be in pain, we decided to let him rest and see if his appetite returned. Later that day, he seemed a bit brighter and wanted to play and go for a walk. I took him for a stroll round the garden, and he visited all his favourite places, but he tired very quickly. When we came in, he took a little drink of water, which he was allowed, but the vet had warned us that as the scarring continued to grow, this too would become a problem. As soon as he finished the drink, he wanted to be sick. Oh, this was not a good sign. But it passed and he seemed fine, choosing to sleep by my side rather than his basket. At 8 a.m. on Sunday, after his breakfast feed, he wanted to be sick again. We knew this was very bad and called the vet, who told us he would come to our house. McKeon said it was time because he was very tired now. He wanted a nice long sleep. McKeon was helped to cross the bridge, where he joined Carrie and McGregor, our first two Airedales. For McKeon, it was very peaceful in his own home and bed. He was buried at the bottom of our garden near a Scots pine tree next to McGregor. I thought calling the vet was...